بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the Islamic treatment of depression. This is part one of the class, and inshallah, we will continue the Islamic treatment of depression part two next week, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, last week we learned about causes of depression from the Islamic concept, and these causes are ignorance of the nature of the worldly life, that is to say, to know that life is a test full of hardships and trials. Number two, lack of the belief in the divine decree and predestination. Number three, the effect of Satan on the spirits, that is to say, whispers of Satan. Number four, too much attachment to the worldly enjoyments. Number four, sins lead to depression. These were the causes of depression from the Islamic concept. Today, inshallah, we will learn from the verses of the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ways to treat the depression. Let us first learn about the Islamic line of treatment of depression. Number one, sincere belief in the oneness of Allah. Number two, true belief in Allah's decree. Number three, patience is the cure for every disaster. Number four, understanding the reality of the worldly life. Number five, making the hereafter one's main concern. And number six, continuous remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through as-salah, through dua, and through asking forgiveness of Allah. Inshallah, we will learn in full details about the Islamic ways of treatment and prevention of depression, because actually this is very important for every Muslim. Actually, the rules of the treatment of depression, they are based on the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will read now from Surah number 17, verse number 82, about the role of the Quran as a cure and treatment for any spiritual illness. And let us read now Surah number 17, verse number 82. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. And we sent down of the Quran that which is a healing and mercy to those who believe. So, actually, this is the Quran, alhamdulillah, the cure and the healing and the mercy for the believers. Regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said about Prophet Muhammad in Surah number 21, verse number 107, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. And we have sent you, O Muhammad, not but as a mercy for العالمين, all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the proof that the Quran and the Sunnah are the source of cure and treatment which Allah sent to humanity. So now, inshallah, we will start to learn about the first line of cure, prevention and treatment of depression from the Islamic concept, which is the true, sincere belief in the oneness of Allah. The belief in the oneness of Allah means the belief that Allah is the creator of all in the heaven and on the earth. Allah is the owner of all what is in the heaven and on the earth. Allah is all-knower power of all what is in the heaven and on the earth and the unseen, the belief that Allah is the controller, the planner, the decider of all the affairs in the heavens and on the earth. This belief means that Allah is the only power and will in the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the mercy in life. This clear belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links the heart of the believer with his Lord. So the heart of the believer will be always looking to obey all the commands of his Lord with love, appreciation and sincerity. Accordingly, the Quran, the book of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be the companion of the believer, the companion of the believer who will love the Quran and live his life according to the rules of the Quran. It is the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it in Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, verse number 57 and 58. Let us learn about the Quran from Surah Yunus. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. O mankind, there has come to you a good advice from your Lord, the Quran. The Quran, which is healing for the hearts and guidance and mercy, explaining the lawful and unlawful things for the believers. Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, Islam and the Quran, therein let them rejoice, that is better than what the wealth they amass. Actually, this is the Quran for the believer. Living the Quran as a way of life means, number one, to do the righteous deeds that reform the heart and characters. Okay, the righteous deeds reform the hearts and the characters and change the status in this world and the status in the next life. Actually, the righteous deeds are the source of a good life in this worldly life and, inshallah, the way to paradise. Also, having the Quran as a way of life will mean that I will have all my basic principles according to the rules of the Quran, and actually this will make always a relief from any problem. Number three, living the Quran as a way of life means to receive the blessings and the joys with acceptance and thanksgiving. Okay? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the believer will always feel happy and will always have hope that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make him to live a good life. And when the believer is facing distress, harm, hardship, calamities or worry, okay, immediately he will put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has all the power, and inshallah the believer will always feel that there is a hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kind of feeling will make the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the believer, to be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing him with the hardship, so that Allah will reward him from that hardship. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how marvelous is the affair of the believer. Everything that happens to him is good, and this does not apply to anyone except to the believer. If something good befalls him, he gives thanks for it, and that is good for him. If something bad befalls him, he bears it with patience, and that is good for him. In conclusion, it is the true believer in the oneness of Allah that supports the believer all the time, that gives him the hope and the power and the patience to tolerate any hardship. Actually, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can solve my problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can get for me an outlet from any hardship. This kind of belief, this kind of trust in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always sending messages of hope, tranquility and peace to the believer, that so long I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah I am sure that Allah will never leave me alone, and that Allah will give me the solution for my problem, and that Allah, the power, the will, is taking care of me. I am not alone. I am with Allah, and Allah is the planner and decider, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can help all the time. So this is alhamdulillah how the belief in the oneness of Allah is the source of the hope, tranquility, peace for the spirit of the believer, a feeling which is important for the believer at the time of hardships and trial to save his spirit from the feeling of a psychological shock or depression. Number two, the second line of treatment and prevention of depression in Islam is the belief in the divine decree. Actually, when a person believes that there is no way that he could have escaped whatever befall him, and that all the matters are in the hands of Allah, including the provisions and the death, and that no one will die until he consumes all his decreed provision, and until he lives for the whole amount of time that was given to him, then he will definitely rely on Allah completely, without any worry or grief. Also, he will face his problems with strength and resolution. The people acknowledge whatever Allah had decreed resulted from his perfect wisdom. Then they will be content with whatever Allah decrees. One who is discontent will become an easy victim for grief and will actually be an easy victim for depression. Al-Hasan, may Allah have mercy upon him, was asked how he attained his good manners. He replied, from being content with the decree of Allah. Abu Hatim, may Allah have mercy upon him, reported that some of the Salaf, these are the Muslims, you know, at the time, early times of Islam, they said regarding being content, there is no rank higher or mightier than being content. It is the peak of loving Allah. This is exactly why Prophet Zakaria, peace be upon him, supplicated to Allah to grant him a son, as Allah says, which relates as, and make him my Lord, pleasing to you. Actually, when you are content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be all the time trying to enjoy the reality of your life. You will be always balanced with the reality of your life. Contentment can only be established when the slave has firmly in his mind the conviction that whatever Allah decrees resulted from his wisdom. Allah provides and Allah deprives for a wise reason, and this is the only thing that will make a person feel at ease during times of hardship. This also applies during the time of prosperity, as Allah informs us in the Quran about Sulaiman, peace be upon him, as Allah said, this is from the favor of my Lord to test me whether I will be grateful or ungrateful. And whoever is grateful, his gratitude is only for the benefit of himself. And whoever is ungrateful, then indeed my Lord is free of need and generous. This is actually a verse of the Quran, which I will read it now in Arabic, inshallah. Basically, it is Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam who was content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah An-Naml, Surah number 27, verse number 40, he said about being content with the decree of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم. Actually, this is the clarification of how the spirit of the believer has to be always with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever is grateful, he is grateful for the sake of his self. And whoever is not grateful, it is actually a problem for himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rich, free of all the needs. Allah is not in need of anyone to be happy with his decree or not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. But actually, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the true believers that they are always content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his decree, because they are believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his wisdom, out of his mercy, is planning always for them the good. This is actually the belief of the true believers, and actually this is also evident in the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his son Ibrahim died, and Prophet Muhammad said, the eyes cry tears and the heart becomes sad, but we will not say that which will bring the anger of our Lord if it was not a true promise, and that we will meet in an appointed time and the last will follow after the first, then we would have cried hard for your death, O Ibrahim. Indeed, we are saddened by your departure. By saying this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant that had he not known that there was a wisdom from Allah behind taking his son, he would have extremely been sadness. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that he believes that there is an appointed time when he will also die, then he and his son inshaAllah will meet each other in the paradise. It is the true promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will all die and we will meet each other again in the other life. And also it is the true promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the decree of Allah is always good for the believer. There is a wisdom which none of us know behind the disasters and trials of our lives, but out of the belief in the mercy of Allah, we accept all the decree of Allah, believing that we know not the unseen and the reasons behind our decree, but we as true believers in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we accept all the decree of Allah. It is the belief in Allah's decree and His wisdom behind all the events in our life that was the manner of all the prophets and the righteous Muslims. It is the belief in Allah's decree which has to be an outlet from all the worries, hardships and calamities, because it is the wisdom of Allah behind all events. We trust the wisdom of Allah. We are content with Allah's decree and we are always looking for the hope and the support and the outlet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every disaster and from every problem. So, in summary, believe in Allah, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect and save the spirit from the feeling of sadness and depression. And also, it is the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that also will always save and protect the spirit from the feeling of grief and depression. Let us always try to feel and to actually live the belief in Allah's oneness and the belief in His decree as a reality in our life, so that inshallah all the time we will be having a protection from the feeling of depression. Let us now read some of the verses of the Quran which prove us the importance of the belief in the oneness of Allah as a source of protection from the depression, and then inshallah we will Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim revise all the rules of the belief in the divine decree which we learned in the previous classes, so that inshallah it will be a reminder for every one of us to clarify the importance of the belief in divine decree. Now inshallah we will learn some of the verses of the Quran which will give us all the support and all the hope that so long you are a believer in the oneness of Allah, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy and always make for you an outlet from every trial. Now we will read from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 156 and 157, so that we can be sure that inshallah it is the mercy of Allah which Allah will bestow on the true believers who fear their Lord. It is the mercy of Allah which touches the believer's heart, so it will fill it with the patience, trust, confidence, hope, and tranquility, the medicines for every hardship. We will read now Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, verse number 156 and 157. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي. صدق الله العظيم. And ordain for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned into you. He said, my punishment I afflict there with whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things. That mercy I shall ordain for those who are the pious and who give the zakat and who believe in our ayat, the proofs, the evidences, the verses and the lessons and the revelations, those who follow the messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is clarifying that so long you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the rules of Islam, following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy all the time. And alhamdulillah, this is the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a true believer, be all the time sure that inshallah you will be bestowed with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah will fill your heart with all the hope and the trust inshallah, so long you believe in Allah's oneness. The second verse of the Quran which you will read now and inshallah will give to every believer the feeling of hope and the feeling of power and the feeling that you are not alone, Allah is always with you so long you are a true believer in His oneness. It is from Surah At-Talaq, verse number 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بالله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read from Surah At-Talaq number 65. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read verse 2, 3, 5, and 7, 4, 5, and 7, so that inshallah we will be having full trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will support us, will take care of us, will make an outlet for us. So long as we are true believer in His oneness, so long we fear Him and obey His commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 2 from Surah At-Talaq, Surah number 65,
surah in verse 2 and verse number 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. In verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. وَإِن verse number 5, Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتُهُ وَيَعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And in verse number 7 said, Allah, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا فَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. In the translation, Allah said in surah number 65, verse number 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the translation, and whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, he, Allah, will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty, and Allah will provide him from sources he never could imagine, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then Allah will sufficient him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things. Also, Allah said in verse number 4, and whosoever fears Allah and he keeps his duty to him, Allah will make his matters easy for him. Also, Allah said in verse number 5, whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, Allah will expiate from him his sins, and will enlarge his reward. Allah said in the same surah, Surah number 65, verse number 7, Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what he has given him. Allah will grant after hardship ease. This is the promise of Allah. This is the clear promise from Allah. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which every believer must keep in his spirit, which every believer must remind himself every day at the time of hardship, at the time of worry, at the time of sadness, at the time of grief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising the one who believes in Allah and who, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep his duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will make the matters easy for him, and Allah will provide him from sources that he never could imagine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, will make for him a way to get out from every hardship. Allah will grant him after hardship ease. This is the cure for the spirit. This is the healing for the spirit. This is actually the promise which the spirit is looking for, to be protected from the feeling of despair, the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of helplessness, the feeling of hopelessness, and the feeling of depression. Let every believer remember these verses of the Quran. Keep it clear in his mind and in his heart. Allah is with me. Allah is supporting me. Allah will make for me an outlet. Allah will make after the hardship an ease. Allah will make all my matters easy for me. Allah is taking care of me so long as I am a true believer in his oneness, and I am doing my duty in him, and I am putting my trust in him. Again, we will have the other verses of the Quran, which will give us the cure and the healing and the protection from the depression, from Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl is Surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah An-Nahl is Surah number 16. We will read from Surah number 16, verse number 97. And in this verse, there is a general rule about action and reward. Let us read the verse and let us know about the rule of the action and reward from the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever works rightness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer in the oneness of Allah, verily to him we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give a good life in this world with respect and lawful provision, and Allah shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. That is to say, Allah will reward them the paradise in the hereafter. Actually, this is the general rule in the Quran about the action and reward. This rule means the two sexes, male and female, are equal with regard to their action and the reward they receive from their actions. Number two, good action must have a strong foundation, which must be faith. That is to say, you will be doing good deeds and good actions because you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith provides the axis around which all the good turns. Faith and belief in the oneness of Allah gives the good action and good deeds a motive and an aim. The rule also establishes that when good deeds is coupled with true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is rewarded by a good life in this worldly life, and actually it is rewarded by the paradise. So, alhamdulillah, it is the true belief in the oneness of Allah which is the foundation of the good deeds, fear of Allah, feeling which deserve all the help and the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. It is the spirit of the true believer that is always having the protection from depression or from sadness, because all praise to Allah, Allah will always take care of it, support it, and make for it an outlet from every problem. Let me now mention to you, sisters, about a real story proving that if you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah your true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always save you from any feeling of depression or severe sadness at the time of disasters and trials. Actually, this is the story of one of my colleagues whom I knew her 25 years ago. We were working together as pediatricians in one of the Gulf countries. And actually, my colleague, she was married at that time, and her husband was our colleague also. She married her husband, and actually she was living a good life with him. I left that country and I moved to another place. She wrote to me after 5 years that her husband had another wife, because most of the people living in this area, they believe in the second marriage. She was very upset about the second marriage because she felt that she was doing all her duties to her husband in spite of that, in spite of the fact that there was no reason, from her point of view at least, that her husband is supposed to look for another wife. But it was actually the reality which happened in her life, that her husband had another wife, and he was spending half of his salary, half of his time, half of his feeling with the other wife. I actually assured my colleague that so long that she is a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to follow all the Quran, the rules of the Quran and the rules of the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I told her, be sure that Allah will make for you an outlet, and Allah will always provide you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the matters easy for you. This is the test of the worldly life, and you have to be actually proving your belief in Allah and accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, she accepted our discussion and she told me that she will try her best to concentrate on her three kids and to actually treat her husband in the best way, believing that marriage is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to my husband, to her husband, and that inshallah she will keep on doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her husband to treat her in a good way and to take care of her. Actually, I left again to another place and she kept, alhamdulillah, on writing to me all the time. She wrote to me 3 years later that her only sister got a cancer breast. And actually, she was so upset because that only sister, she got cancer breast when she was around 38 years old. She was not married and she was living in the same building with my friend or my colleague. Let us call her name is Nadia. So Nadia was so upset for her sister Iman, and actually she was crying on the phone telling me, Mona, actually it is only my belief in the oneness of Allah, it is only my trust in and hope in the mercy of Allah that is making me, subhanallah, to alhamdulillah, to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my husband and regarding my sister. Again and again I remind her that life is a test full of hardships and trials, but it is the belief in the mercy of Allah, it is the belief in the that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of the true believers, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own wisdom behind all the events in our life. We will never know that wisdom because we have limited knowledge and we don't know the unseen, but we have the full and complete trust that all the events in our life are for our sake. I told her, my dearest Nadia, Allah wants you to be one of the patient Muslims, and you know, dearest Nadia, that the reward of the patience is unlimited, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those whom they are patient, Allah will give them their reward unlimited. I told her, you have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is making you one of the patient Muslims whom inshallah will have the reward unlimited in this life and in the hereafter. I told her, try to be more closer to Allah, try to be doing more dua to Allah, so that inshallah Allah will always make your sister to be cured from her illness and make your husband to be always fair between you and his second wife. Actually, after 2 years, she called me again, and again she was crying. She told me, Mona, my father is about to die, and he was living with us, and now I will not have a father. I told her, my dearest Nadia, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your father was still living until you are more above the age of 40 now. Just ask forgiveness for your father from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to look always positive to the events of your life, because it is these events are actually out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dearest friend Nadia called me actually lately, 1 year ago, and she told me, Mona, I need to talk to you because my husband has the third wife. And Mona, this is too much for me. I am actually wondering why he is doing like this, why he is acting in this very strange way, why he is always trying to make my life difficult. I can't imagine what is the aim of having a third wife. Again and again, actually, I told her, my dearest Nadia, this is the worldly life. This is the test of the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have a higher rank in the paradise through your acceptance of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your patience with the events of your life. Again and again, Nadia, I want you to be very patient. She told me, but you know, Mona, now with the third wife, my husband will be spending all the money on this new wife, and he will not be taking care of me or my three kids. I told her, my dearest Nadia, Allah is the provider, and always, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the so just keep having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that He is the one who will provide you with all your needs. Don't be looking for any provision from any of the human beings, because none of them owns anything. Allah is the owner of everything. Allah is the one who distributes the provision. Don't lose your hope and trust in Allah. The shaitan will try all the time to play with your mind to get you away from the right path, away from the belief in the oneness of Allah, away from doing the good deeds. Don't actually follow the whispers of the shaitan. Try to be always strong. Try to be always in your belief in the oneness of Allah. Say always, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. And always be more closer to Allah. Always tell to yourself, myself, I don't know the unseen, but I am sure and I have the full trust that all the decree of Allah is good for me, because I am, inshallah, a true believer, and I will be more and more patient with the decree of Allah. I am not happy with what is going on. No problem. I told her, say to yourself, I am not happy. I was hoping that my husband will be, I will be the only wife for my husband, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me to have two other wives at the same time for my husband, again, oh Allah, in spite of the fact that it is difficult for me, but out of the belief that it is your wisdom and your mercy, I am accepting that your decree. I am content with your decree. I just looking for your help, your support, and your power to help me to be always following the right path. Actually, my dearest friend Nadia called me 3 days ago, and she told me, Mona, today I am calling you because I have the biggest disaster in my life. So actually I was so worried about what is the biggest disaster in her life. She told me, Mona, a week ago my mother was diagnosed as having cancer breast, the same type which my sister has, and actually her mother is scheduled for an operation next week. I told her, my dearest Nadia, your mother is an old woman, and inshallah she will have the operation, and inshallah everything will be alright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing her at the end of her life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants her through the feeling of pain to get rid of some of her sins. So just do dua to your mother, inshallah. She told me, no, Mona, this is not the greatest disaster in my life. I told her, okay, Nadia, please inform me about that disaster. She told me, Mona, I want to tell you that my elder daughter, whom she is 16 years old, her name is Sarah, she is diagnosed as having Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is one kind of cancer of the lymph nodes. To tell you the truth, my dearest sister, I start to feel that the tears are coming out of my eyes non-stopping. I can't say any word. I just start to say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no power except the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I start to say, La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah, the only power, the only will. I cried and cried while I was trying that Nadia will not feel about my tears, because actually I feel that she is in need of the encouragement and the support, and not in need of the tears. My dearest sister, this is our worldly life. This is our worldly life, which is full of hardships, trials, and calamities. But again and again, we true believers must all the time never to lose the trust that there is the wisdom of all the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind all these disasters and calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to put us in troubles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to make our life hardships to make our life actually a source of sadness for our spirits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating us for this life to live the test, so that inshallah we will pass the test out of our belief in His oneness, and inshallah we will have the eternal happy life in the paradise, very close to Allah the Most Merciful. I start to remember all these facts while my tears were running out of down on my face, while my dearest Nadia was mentioning to me that now her mother has cancer, her sister has cancer, and her elder daughter, the 16 years old, is having also lymphoma, which is one kind of cancer. She told me, Mona, what can I do now? My husband is visiting his third wife, and I am alone. My father died, and I have two other kids. I have to take them to the school. I have to take care of them. And at the same time, I have to take care of my elder, sick, ill daughter, whom she's having continuous high fever and night sweating. I told her again and again, my dearest Nadia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time causing great hardships for you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be in a higher rank in the paradise. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we try to observe the life of the prophets, all the prophets and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their life was full of hardships and trials, great hardships and trials. So my dearest friend Nadia, so long now you are feeling that you are facing great hardships and trials in your life like the other prophets, this means that Allah loves you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to get the reward of the hardships and trials. My dearest Nadia, put all the burden on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can make any change in our life, because Allah is the only power and only will. Don't feel any burden on your shoulders, because you can do anything. Your role in this life is only to worship Allah and to be a true believer in His oneness, to have the full trust in His mercy and in His power, and to obey His commands. Other than this, it is actually the mercy of Allah and the power of Allah and the decree of Allah which is controlling all our affairs. I told her, my dearest Nadia, again and again, be more closer to Allah. Look for the wisdom of Allah. Believe that there is a great mercy behind all the events which you are living. Escape the feeling of depression or great sadness. Don't think that I will lose my daughter, I will lose my sister, I will lose my mother, I am losing everything. What is the aim of my life? Oh Allah, why? This will be always the whispers of the shaitan to you during the time of trials to get you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, as a true believer that Allah will make for you an outlet, will make for you all your matters ease, will make for you ease after hardship, I want you to keep on doing dua to Allah day and night, and in every minute to save your daughter, and inshallah also to save your mother and your sister. Try to recite the Quran, try to do the dua try to have the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshaAllah make for you solution for all these problems. Actually, Nadia was crying and crying on the phone, but she told me, Mona, inshaAllah, I will try to follow all your advice, and inshaAllah, I will never lose the hope in Allah, the trust in Allah, the belief in His mercy, the believe in His help, and inshallah I will always try to be having the hope and the trust in His mercy. And please do dua to me, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all of us. My dear sister, this is the story of my friend Nadia. I am in contact with her. I am doing dua for her all the time. And I am mentioning this story to every one of you so that you realize how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering you with a lot of blessings. How your problem in your life is so small if you compare it with the problem of our friend Nadia. So that you will be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be always evaluating life as a test full of hardships and trials, but believe that the help of Allah is there and the mercy of Allah is there, and inshallah Allah will make for every one of us an outlet. I want every one of you to try to protect her spirit from the depression or sadness through the belief in the oneness of Allah and the belief in the decree of Allah. Inshallah next week I will mention to you and review with you all the rules of the belief in the divine decree, which inshallah will be a great help for every one of us to protect her spirit from sadness or depression. And inshallah we will continue to know about the Islam as a line of treatment for depression. Let us inshallah make the dua and continue our topic inshallah next week.